It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. February 14th stinks for singles and also for some couples. WNYC Stephen Nesson tagged along on a Valentine's Day tour of the Newtown Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant in Brooklyn and has this report.
Only our love hath no decay, the Renaissance poet John Donne once wrote. And in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, at the city's largest wastewater treatment plant, couples came to prove it. Lowell Hershey and his wife Grace Paradise arrive at the visitor center at the end of an industrial strip where the wafting odors of waste turn the air from foul to putrid.
Why not enjoy what New York has to offer? And sewage isn't one of the things, why not?
The plant superintendent, Jim Pinn, says he came up with the idea last year when the facility happened to start giving public tours on Valentine's Day.
We're able to open up that venue and show people what really goes on once their go goes.
If that doesn't get your heart racing, Pinn's lecture on the history of sewage treatment in New York might.
Fecal coliform is the strongest and hardiest microorganism in our body. We have a way of killing the microorganism at the end of the treatment with what we call disinfection.
After the lecture, plant workers lead visitors to the observation deck atop the bowels of the digester eggs, the massive stainless steel dome structures that break down waste. Chances are if you flush a toilet in the city, your waste ends up here. Charlotte Bell and Jason Musso are graduate students at the new school. They're here for a class, not a date. But they both agree it'd be a memorable romantic rendezvous.
Maybe you want to have dinner after, or like, maybe not before.
Yeah, meet up here and then finish, and then maybe take a shower and then have dinner.
The climax of the tour is the 360-degree view of New York atop the digester eggs. As the first group filters out, Sean Kilbrew and his wife, Courtney Kendall, are in line for the next tour. They've been married for 10 years. Sean knows Courtney hates Valentine's Day, but he still wanted to surprise her.
I thought this was a nice anti-Valentine's Day.
It is.
Type.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks.
Well, love may have no decay, but as the singer Peter Wolf says, sometimes...
Love stinks. Love stinks.
For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.
Love stinks.
Love stinks. Yeah.